You're listening to
Triple G.
Hello.
What the fuck are you doing?
We're starting.
Yeah.
How's everybody?
I don't think they can tell us, Kyle.
Well, I just want to know how they're doing.
We care about you.
We do. We do. How's your life? How's everything going?
Is everything still locked down? You're living your best life, wearing a mask out in the world?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of stuff happening right now. Still. Well, anyways, we're here to take your mind off things with some geeky stuff.
Sort of.
We're talking today Plague Inc.
Yeah, that's where the sort of comes from. Like, we're not totally abandoning COVID conversations, but we're distracting you from them.
We're going to geek out about one of my favorite TV shows, Tosh.0.
Solid.
Uh-huh.
We'll discuss.
I have some ideas.
I have some feelings and concerns, but okay. We will discuss.
Okay. And then we're going to finish it off with a guilty pleasure of Tasha's.
Yeah. r/choosingbeggars.
Yeah, which... I kind of am new to that, and I kind of just looked at it today, and I kind of did my research, so I'm kind of intrigued to see what I can learn about it.
Yeah. I mean, all you really need to know is beggars can't be choosers, but they can certainly try.
Definitely. Definitely. Before we jump into the show, though, I just want to remind everybody that I stream on Twitch.
Yep.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/TripleGPodcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing some cool new games popping up. Destroy All Humans, I'm just saying. It's going to be coming out.
I mean, I don't know what it's about, but it also sounds topical. Oh, okay. I was going to say it sounds topically relevant.
Yeah.
I assumed we were having some kind of apocalypse, but no. I guess there could be alien apocalypses too.
That game's okay. And then speaking of apocalypse, let's jump right into our games today. So this is a mobile game app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so one of my favorites.
It's called Plague Inc. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have like a lisp when I say it? Plague?
No.
Does it sound normal? Plague Inc.
Yeah, you sound normal.
So you basically can do a disease or a virus or whatever, and then the goal is to get the whole world, this is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are we picking this one?
Because I like this game.
Okay. All right. So you basically get the whole world infected and then hopefully destroy the population.
Yeah. Though there really are a variety of, like, goals.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, you know, it wants you to take over, but maybe not kill people. Like, sometimes the objective is to not kill, but just to spread. So it's more complex than just what Kyle's saying, but
that's the general premise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real-time strategy simulation game.
Yeah.
And it's definitely picked up in popularity since COVID.
It's got a 4.8 out of 5 star,
which tells you that it's a bomb game.
I'm not gonna lie, I have it on my phone. I do play it. It's one of those games that you don't need an internet connection for.
Yeah, and there's like, I mean, there's microtransactions, but not in the way that like really annoying games have microtransactions.
It's microtransactions to give you like a Planet of the Apes theme.
Yeah.
Or like a vampire theme or zombie theme type of deal.
Exactly. So it's like stuff that I'm totally okay paying for. Because normally I don't like microtransactions. Or like the kind of shit where it's like Farm Simulator, you know, pay $10 to
get 10 crops done free.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's bullshit. It's not like that. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a huge jump since COVID. But let's be real. If you actually look at the history of when this game was trending, it was also massively trending 2014, 2016, when Ebola had a bit of an outbreak.
Swine flu.
Yeah. Generally, any time when something new starts spreading, people start Googling, and then they end up playing pandemic. Or, sorry, Plague Inc.
Or Pandemic. Pandemic's kind of similar.
Well, exactly. And that's where I was just about to jump to is I love this game. And as soon as it was an app, I downloaded it.
Yeah.
But I've been playing this since like before I can remember.
It was on Newgrounds.
Well, yes, and Addicting Games. Yes. So Newgrounds had Pandemic.
Yeah.
Then Addicting Games had Pandemic 2.
Mm, the sequel.
Yep. And I've been playing it since like Pandemic 1. So, by the way, it was much harder back then. I've been playing it since, and it's always been an intriguing game to me. It's, I like strategy stuff. I was that kind of person that was doing like Roller Coaster Tycoon and like different simulation stuff, Age of Empires. So,
yeah.
This
StarCraft
was a good vibe. No, not that kind of
shit. I liked Age of Empires, or Age of Mythology was fun.
I didn't play Age of Mythology, actually. Good. That would be good.
So good. This game, though, I can go hours and hours of playing. I used to play it when I would take plane rides.
Yeah.
So, and, like, it passes the time. You can make basically your, like, little, what is it, your virus or infection
pathogen.
Or whatever, pathogen. Yeah. You can name it. Mm-hmm. So, like, and it would, like, have real-time events going on in the game being, like, I named it, like, poops. Or the squirts.
The squirts.
So it's like, oh, the squirts have killed so many people. Or the squirts are now affecting everybody.
Oh, you know what, though? I love that dynamic of the game. So there is a like constantly rotating newsreel.
Yeah, news feed.
And so...
Telling you, basically, it's like world news telling you about all the different countries.
What's going on.
Yeah.
And it does change based on what you're doing. So
the Olympics get shut down.
But sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And it lets you know what's happening in the world. And I think that that's an overlooked component of the game.
A feature,
I don't think enough people use that strategically to be like, oh, okay, so the Olympics are going to go on, or, you know, borders are shut in this way. Okay, so if borders are shut, I definitely need to not worry about air transmission as much as I need to worry about maybe like avian transmission, right? Like having birds travel rather than...
It's kind of cool because you can also see what your pathogen can live in if it's like hot or cold climates or whatnot. Mm-hmm. This is super relevant to... just like, you know, COVID-19. Yep. So it's kind of weird. Definitely go check this game out and you can kind of see like how quickly things can spread.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I don't want to advocate for masks right now, but it definitely is a thing where you should be maybe wearing a mask.
For sure.
Out in real life right now, folks.
Right. One thing that I love about this game. So this game originally came out for iOS 2012, Android 2012.
It's almost like a 10-year game.
It's an old game, right? But I love that they are constantly evolving it and updating it. So things that have changed over the years, for example, when Planet of the Apes came out, they did like a tie-in.
The first one, like the Rise of the Planet of the Apes with like James Franco.
Yeah, when zombies started gaining popularity because like Walking Dead was like exploding, they added that. They've
that
added
Twilight
features.
Vampire
they,
one?
Yeah, no. They do have vampires. They've added ones where, or they've added features where like people can create their own pathogen and have it available for download.
Yeah.
Right? So I just think it's really cool that they're always evolving and changing. There's also an update that they announced in March of this year.
What was it?
Now, I won't lie. I haven't actually checked out if it's in the game already or if they're just still working on it. But they said, how did they phrase it? An in-game scenario, vaccine hesitancy. So
so it's like anti-vaxxers?
Basically.
Oh my God.
So instead of like, because right now there's a dynamic for vaccines of like, it's vaccine resistant, and you can grow that trait to be more and more vaccine resistant. But the vaccine hesitancy, I think, is a great component. Because A, anti-vaxxers, like you said. But B, if anybody's watching the conspiracy theories around COVID, like I had a client come in and talk about this and I didn't even know what to say. they're like all, oh yeah, there's going to be microchips in the vaccines, and you know, I won't be getting the vaccine. I don't want no brainwashing, mind control microchip put inside me. But like, real talk for a second.
Yeah.
If you think that it's going to control your brain, A, you don't know how microchips work.
You don't know how the brain works either.
B, if they wanted to put microchips in vaccines, don't you think that they would have put it in a vaccine that you like mandatorily already have to have?
Yeah.
Like, why are we going to come out with a new vaccine that people might be skeptical of to do this? And C, if you're worried, like, not because of mind control, but because of, like, tracking, you might as well just throw your phone in the trash, because if they want to track you, they can, because your phone is attached to your hip, so suck it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, super funny. Super, super funny. It's won a ton of awards, too. Like, not just...
Like, Game of the Year. Mobile Game of the Year.
Yeah, Player's Choice, Mobile Strategy Game 2012. Like, Best Strategy Game in IGN's Game of the Year Awards 2012.
When it first came out, I remember it being all over the internet, being like, this game is so sick. Sorry, I just had the burp. Yeah, this game is so cool.
Yeah. Now,
it is free to play.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, so the only thing that you pay for is the DLC, basically.
Yeah, but let's be real. Like, so much of the DLC is so good, I have paid for the DLC.
Yeah.
Because I like it. It's worth it to me. If you're going to give me value like that, I'll take it.
I bought the Planet of the Apes one.
I got, like, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, so you build your kind of, like, pathogen up, too. You can create different resistance, and you can, like... You get little, like, bonus perks, because every time you go to a new country, you get, like, these plague points.
Yeah.
And the more plague points you can accumulate, the more things that you can make your pathogen do, like, create headaches, create coughing, create sneezing, puts people in a coma, gives people the diarrhea, make them go insane, give them lesions.
Now, is there an aspect of these symptoms that, or the game in general, that you find particularly challenging? Because I know that there's stuff that I struggle with sometimes.
I go too far too quickly.
Ah, so it doesn't spread. It just kills off the host too fast.
So I don't let mine spread, because I just want to get them
buff.
I just want to say, I want to get them killing.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
And then it gets, like, a cure within, like, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Where I struggle is, like, so there are different types of preset pathogens that you can start from, right? And I'll be honest, I don't recall which one it is, but there's one where it mutates on its own very quickly.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of spending your points that you gain on evolving and mutating, you actually need to sort of balance out paying these points to remove symptoms.
Yes, because some of them can go overboard too quickly.
Exactly, the way that you do on accident by tendency, right? But at the same time, like, there does reach a point where you stop getting points, because let's say that you've infected the entire world. Like, every country has been hit.
You get a certain amount of points for infection.
Exactly.
So everyone's infected in the world.
Exactly.
Your points have ran out. Why? Because it hasn't started killing people.
Exactly. So here's the thing. If you spend all of your points trying to reduce your symptoms so that you don't get detected, you are super, super, like, not a deadly, dangerous virus. And so you're not killing people, and therefore you're not getting points for killing people. And if you're not getting points for killing people, you don't have points to now bring those symptoms back up and actually get killing. So that's what I find really challenging. And that's kind of where I've been stuck for a little while.
Okay.
Now, this game obviously picks up in popularity when stuff goes down.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I know. I said that I'm leading somewhere
with
it.
Yeah, you're leading towards it. You said that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, okay. But so obviously it does that. And when that happens, usually you see, like, a surge in various platforms talking about the game, rating the game, doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
When it started to kind of rise up a little bit and started winning awards and getting all these good reviews and stuff, Dark Realm Studios kicked up a bit of a fuss.
Okay.
And Dark Realm Studios are the creators of Pandemic.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because, so this game is actually made by Endemix Creations. So not Dark Realm Studios. Granted, Endemix Creations has not specifically said that they were inspired by Pandemic. Like, they say there was a partial inspiration, not a full inspiration, and that they got inspiration elsewhere. But for anyone who's played, or if you want to go check it out, these games are still live to be played. It's the same fucking game.
Just like, you know, yeah.
It's been vaguely, minorly adjusted, but that's only because, like, it's continued to develop and get, you know, stuff.
Yeah, the algorithm of the game is a little bit more on top of things.
It even looks, like, borderline identical. Like, oh, I don't care what anybody says.
Well, there's not much you can do with a world map.
No, I know, but, like, even where, like, the airports are, and granted they're probably basing it on regular airports, but you know, if you look specifically at Pandemic 2 compared to Pandemic 1,
like,
I don't know, like, you choose virus, bacteria, parasite, which is exactly what the other one does. You name your thing, and you've got your newsreel at the top, you know, maybe not at the top, but on the side. You've got the planes look exactly the same. The way that you deal with the map is exactly the same. The way that you, like, look at mutating. So the skin for, like, the mutation chart is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But the things that you're resistant to are the same. Your transmission is the same. Like, all of your shit is the same.
Okay.
Granted, obviously, Plague Inc. has been now around, not longer, but been developing and changing for longer.
Yeah.
So there's more stuff in Plague Inc. It makes it seem like it was, you know, the first, because it's so much farther along. But still, it makes me feel for them that they created such a great game, and then they got it up and
somebody took it out of inspiration and called it theirs. It makes sense. Stuff happens like that. So in our show, we usually rate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you do the first rating. Yes, I'm going to let you. Jesus.
Yeah, that was aggressive. First of all, maybe I don't want to.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to go first.
Fuck you. So, no.
Wow.
That got aggressive.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
You're going to do 10 out of 10?
Yep.
Oh, I'm not going that high.
I love this game. I don't like play it like obsessively constantly always.
Okay.
But it is my go-to game if I, for whatever reason, am bored and need a mobile game.
Yeah, you're not gonna like mine. Like 2012, maybe I played it like 4 hours for like the first like 2 weeks, like a day, just like freaking around trying to like get my things. Since then, like, the DLCs really haven't sold me or anything, so I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10. Yeah, so like, what's the average between that?
10 out Why 10? Do you have to ruin this for me?
It's like a 5.
Okay, we're not doing averages anymore. We're doing separate scores. Okay. Because, like, I'm not going to allow you to have this podcast officially rate this game a fucking 5.
Out of 10?
Absolutely not.
I give it a 3. You give it a 10.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you have bad taste.
Okay. So we're going to go and check out more of my bad taste right after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come one, come all. A new way to send messages. Calm down, everyone. Calm down, you swine. Open your ears and listen. By the power of our king, he has implemented a new form of raven. A raven that can touch all four corners of the land. All you need to do is download the social media app Twitter onto your smartphone devices and instantly have real-time updates of the kingdom at the palm of your hand.
Sawyer, what's a smartphone device?
Quiet, quiet. Everything will be explained in a fortnight.
We're under attack.
Oh, don't worry, everybody, don't worry. We're calling for send the ravens. Send the ravens.
Sawyer, we don't have any ravens.
Oh, yeah. Send the tweet. Send the tweet.
I'm sending, sire. I'm sending, but we have no followers.
We need to get followers, sire.
Okay. Kyle is getting carried away. This was supposed to be a quick random idea to promo our Twitter, and not season 5 of Game of Thrones. So follow, like, and tweet us at Triple G Pod.
So we're back, and we're going to be geeking out about Tosh.0.
Mm-hmm.
If you are of the age of 18 to 35 to maybe a little bit older, you might know of Comedy Central's show.
I mean, the
called
show
Tosh.0.
The show is still running, Kyle.
I know. Well, it came out in 2012, first of all.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying younger audiences will
weird.
Know. Weird. What?
So did Plague Inc.
Coincidence?
I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
probably not.
And actually, no, it didn't come out in 2012. It came out in 2009.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Got him.
So, but anyway, yeah, point being is that people younger would know because it's still running, except that it is currently on hiatus due to the pandemic.
Yeah, season 12 was supposed to come out in March.
Yep.
But it didn't.
Yep.
So basically what Tosh.0 is a clip show, kind of like The Soup or, you know, Attack of the Show.
Ridiculousness.
What is that? Noise.
Sorry, that was our fridge. We're
Holy.
So sorry.
What else is another clip show?
AFV. Okay. I was just gonna say, I was like, you're forgetting the original fucking
but yeah.
So, Kyle's like, I can't believe
I forgot about that. It's a show, but it's not like them because it has its own little thing. They do show the weird and the fucked up shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes it like a step. Like if AFV was like borderline
M-rated.
Not safe for work
yes.
kind of deal. I mean also it deals with like viral clips, whereas like AFV
yes.
would just be like you'd send in your video because the internet wasn't that big when it started. But like you'd send it in, whereas like this is like they literally just troll the internet
yeah.
for shit that goes viral and then show it to you.
Yes. So they'll find like weird funny videos, or sometimes not even viral ones. Sometimes it goes viral because of the show.
True. If it's like small underrated or like unseen gems that
yes.
they're like, holy shit, the world needs to see this.
Because it yeah.
Yeah. Then yeah. Then sometimes they do become viral because of that.
So Daniel Tosh, he is the show's creator, also a stand-up comedian veteran.
Yep.
He's always on the road. He goes to college campuses all the time.
Yep.
And he's claimed his fame as this, though. He has been in a couple movies as well.
Has he? Who's he
yeah.
been in?
Yeah. I believe he was in Talladega Nights.
What?
He is one of the, I think, I'm pretty sure he is one of the ones that broke Ricky Bobby's arm in the bar fight.
That would be amazing.
I think so. If not, he was in
okay, now we need to
Dukes
IMDb
of Hazzard
this. What?
With the Jessica Simpson.
No.
He's in one of these like car show
okay. No,
like
we,
movie things.
We need to take a pause and Kyle may or may not need to edit out the time that it takes me to find this.
No.
He was in The Love Guru.
Yeah, that's accurate too.
As cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure really what that means because I think I've only seen.
Oh, maybe that's the one I'm thinking because that has a bar fight too. That has a bar fight scene.
Does it? I have no fucking idea. Hold
yeah,
on.
So,
as an actor, he's got 6 actor credits.
Oh, yeah. He's in Brickleberry.
Well, yeah, that's his show. In 98, he was DJ Dogman in Sins of the City TV series, 1 episode.
Nice. Good for him.
10 years later,
yeah.
he was in 2008's The Love Guru as Cowboy Hat.
Nice.
He was in The Life and Times of Tim, I'm unfamiliar with that,
yeah.
as Theo.
Okay, so not
one
not
episode.
What I thought of. So, yeah, Love Guru is what was I was thinking of, the bar fight.
And then Brickleberry and
so anyways,
Paradise PD.
Okay. Sweet. Thanks, Natasha.
Yeah, anytime. Do your research.
Yeah. I'll just go shove this steak up my butt.
Sounds
as
great.
As far as I can get it. And then send it into Tosh.0.
Now, I don't know how well he does, like, on the comedy circuit outside of, like, college campuses.
He goes to Vegas a lot, actually.
Does he go to Vegas
yeah,
a lot?
Yeah, it
okay.
says, like, he does a lot of stuff in Vegas. He goes to Hawaii. His latest one, he went to Australia.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so.
I heard he wants to kill you there, so I don't know if I'd want to go. But.
Yeah. So, at. So, I'm so. I'm just going to keep saying so.
No, how about we don't? How about...
The format of the show yeah. is basically a cold open where he does about like six to like 10 minutes, it says, of just making jokes and doing a monologue type thing, kind of like a late night show with clips. And then he kind of goes into his like production side of it where he does a thing called... a web redemption or a celeb, a celebrity. Yeah, one of the appearance where he brings in a viral video star.
Yeah.
And then tries to either recreate the viral video with them.
But not in a serious way. It's definitely a sketchy.
Well, a sketch comedy, not a sketchy.
That's what I meant. I meant, you know, that I was trying to describe that in a sketch style, like often exaggerated and often like not actually duplicating the video.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I enjoy it.
It's quite funny. And then he does his own stunt on the show. There was a video of somebody getting hit in the nuts with the bowling ball from like a water slide, and he tried it.
Oh God!
And then he showed like the audience.
Yeah,
and it was disgusting.
Now I feel like part and parcel of using viral videos and like funny web clips and stuff, because let's be real, what does the internet amass to most of the time? Offensive, wild, shock value. Granted, that's been shifting lately with all the recent social change.
Like, true.
But generally speaking, the internet is a lot of like shock and, you know, vulgar and, you know, all that. I don't have a problem with that necessarily.
No.
And it lines up with his comedy style, because definitely I would say Tosh's comedy is definitely what I would call deliberately offensive.
Yes, yes. He does a lot of, like, racist, not racist jokes. And, like, he plays on the line of homophobia. He makes fun of himself, though. So that's what I think his is, like, allowed. Because he's, like, basically calling himself gay and that he likes to do these weird things. And then when it's, like, racism... He's making fun of the fact that some of the videos, they're playing into the stereotype of things. And he's like, did you do that because of the stereotype? And they're like, yeah, totally. And then he's like, that's so funny, actually.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. That's what he does.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So he plays with those like lines of like offensive, not offensive, and like homophobia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And here's the issue is he tries to keep it like he doesn't want to tell people his sexual orientation. He literally doesn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think it is definitely to very much like normalize the playing field and make it so that like he literally makes himself like the gay butt of jokes.
Yes.
But from what I can tell, he could be a bisexual man. Not that that really matters, but he's like married to a woman. Like he's a straight man. And I think that's where things could be problematic in the current social climate.
Yeah. He can be making fun of things like this.
Right. Like there's so many things that are like offensive.
Yeah.
And right now, a lot of people are like, offensive isn't cool right now, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know.
We don't actually know what's cool right now, to be honest.
Okay, like, we're not cool. But I mean cool in the sense of, like,
yeah,
acceptable, okay.
So hot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so- I think his show, though, will still keep going. I think there's, like, the need for that kind of comedy.
I think it'll keep going. I'm just wondering if certain aspects and certain types of humor he's going to lighten up on.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how well that, you know, dark humor and
he definitely,
you know,
will probably ease up on the BLMs movement.
Yeah.
So there's that. He does, like, he's pretty good for the community, though. Like, he does charity streams. He does, like, charity shows. He does all that stuff. And he puts him into everything.
Yeah.
That
no,
he, like,
for
he
sure.
makes fun of everything, but he also does a lot.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he could definitely play the card of like, you know, I make fun of everybody equally, including white people. But there'll still be people who have problems with that. But I mean, people will have problem with anything that's offensive, whether it's race related or not. So it's tough to know. So I just am curious.
He brings in the special guests. Mm-hmm. And they are only special guests because they've had a viral video. Mm-hmm. He's had everybody from Antoine Dotson, mm-hmm. who is the, you know, like climbing in your windows,
right,
snatching your people up. How'd your kids? How'd your wife, kid? To do you remember the very first? One of the very first viral YouTube videos was an Afro Ninja doing a backflip.
Yes.
He had him on, and the backflip, he didn't land it and face planted. He had him on. Mm-hmm. So that it resonates to like there to like now where you get Superhuman TV show.
Oh,
and
no.
Like people that are trying to go viral, and mm-hmm. he kind of like helps them out sometimes.
Right.
So there's the last one that I watched, a guy thought he was a mermaid.
Yes, I remember this one now. Yes.
And Tosh talked to him on like while he was swimming in a pool. Easy shit. So, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's good like mind-numbing TV.
Okay.
It's good mind-numbing TV. I hope it continues.
I do a couple things on like our YouTube.
Yep.
And like basically it's like a clip show, but I go through like the top videos of the week on Are Funny. I don't care what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I will pick and choose, and if it's like something that I know will be offensive, I'll be like but then I might need that shock value. I'll be like and I put it on. Like I don't know what their process is.
Yeah.
But he has more than a team of like 30 people in his show.
For sure he does.
And he's able to be doing like season after season after season. And it's actually one of the best budget friendly shows because he does a green screen.
Right.
And then it's basically all made in Photoshop behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the studio audience, it's the like the show people and like randoms that want to go see something funny. So like that's why Comedy Central picked it up, actually.
Right.
So yeah.
Interesting. Would you say that that you like the way that the show has changed over the years? Because like the general format is there.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see how like things have evolved.
Well, yeah. You can. Like high fashion.
He
season
does.
Of Brad.
High fashion is the best one.
So like he themes his seasons.
Yeah.
And what he's wearing.
Well,
which is funny.
Well, yeah. No, but not just that. I just feel like.
Season of 50 Shades of Grey.
I just feel like if you look at like the early seasons or whatever, it was a lot more like. Here, look at this video.
Not a lot of joke.
Yeah, and just like laughing. Now he's doing jokes and sketches and like all these things. Like, do you appreciate that or
I do.
Not as much?
I like his jokes. They're quite funny. The beginning, it was kind of like joke. Here's the video. Come look at this. Joke. Not enough video.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like they tried too much video and not a lot of jokes. They kept like... I don't know.
They were trying to find the sweet spot.
Yeah. And I think they're good now.
Mm-hmm.
So they have enough. I feel like sometimes they try too hard on the web redemptions.
I would agree with that, especially because sometimes it gets really weird.
Yeah.
And he's trying to force things to happen that like.
You know, they're not going to. So.
Yeah. Or just like the people seem like not as into it as maybe he hoped that they would be.
Yeah.
Which like, I feel like if at this point, 12 years in, I feel like
12 years in 24 episodes a year,
you'd think that people know what they're getting into by doing the web redemption.
Like I get maybe the first three or four seasons being like,
cause they don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And
then now you're like, oh, I watched the show. I know what's up. He's going to talk to me, interview me a little bit.
And we're going to do something stupid.
And then we're going to like parody my own shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it. It's. That's fun.
Yeah. Now with the rise in like short video apps, like let's talk TikTok for a second.
Yeah.
Do you think that a show like this will survive? Because essentially it's the equivalent of like,
I'm going to stop you there, Tasha.
Why?
Because it's already has survived. It survived Vine. Listen here. Vine decided to launch its app. Tosh.0 was there. Tosh.0 was there. He even used Vine videos. You could see in one of his episodes a young David Dobrik.
That's true. You do you do see a young David Dobrik.
And then he
it's really funny because he didn't acknowledge that it was David Dobrik. It was like before David Dobrik was like known.
David Dobrik.
Yeah.
So, and then he even acknowledges that Vine dies and he goes, I'm not worried. I got YouTube. He says like, as long as you like dumb motherfuckers are doing shit, I'm good. So he's good. And now like he does do TikTok videos.
Does he? I feel like I need to find his TikTok now.
Yeah. No, not he personally does them. He watches them on the show.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, no, I think he's going to be okay. I don't think that TikTok's going to ruin him.
I'm not saying it's going to go down. I'm just saying that like we're noticing a big drop in like TV viewership. Less and less people have cable. Less and less people watch real TV.
Yes. So you can stream any episode of Tosh.0 on Crave right now. Also on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
The website.
Yeah, but you have
and
to,
his own website.
Yes, I get that. But what I'm saying is like, you know, who knows how long even like if Comedy Central has it on their website, like how many people are going to bounce around from like, oh, I used to like Slice, so I'm going to go to the Slice website and watch. I like this. I'm going to go to this website and watch. Like people want that one-stop shop, that Crave, that Netflix, that Hulu.
I think he should just go on Twitch.
Interesting concept.
Yeah, so I have a brain blast.
You realize that you may or may not be right now giving away.
That's okay.
You know what you could be doing next on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think doing a clip show on Twitch would be hilarious.
Okay, so then maybe like that's what we should do after this episode is done before anybody else takes your fucking idea.
No. No one will take it. You got to have the tools. But for real. I think a live stream clip show would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it, there's no way I'm going to be able to do the comedy aspect, like the jokes, because I don't feel that funny. I can write jokes. I just, you know.
On the fly,
I don't think I can have them. And like a day to prepare like an episode. Whoo, mamacita. Like I have days in between my streams. Yikers. Yikers indeed, Natasha. So, I would do a clip show on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how funny I would be able to do. Funny I would be and be able to do it at the same time. There, that's what I was trying to say right there. I don't know how to stroke.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I usually am at work when you're streaming.
Yeah.
So I don't get to necessarily see them as much. So I don't know what you're like when you stream because of that. However, in real life, you're very funny when you're just like having normal conversations with people.
Yeah.
So I think that if you approached it similarly, I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Why? What? No,
I'm just kidding. I just think it's kind of cool. I should do like a late night theme, like overlay. And then have my face like
you're not
over
Jimmy Kimmel.
No,
Kyle.
No, I'm gonna be Jimmy Fallon for frick's sake. No, I'm like a Conan type person anyway. Who cares? Yeah,
Conan. Really? You think you're a Conan?
I'm tall enough. Wow, you don't even think I'm.
I think you're a great Jimmy Fallon.
No,
I don't know if you're.
I don't want to be
wait,
a Jimmy
why?
Fallon.
Why? What's wrong with Jimmy Fallon?
He's a twat.
You're a twat.
No, I'm not.
Okay, no, not related, but like, wow. I think he's funny.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I'm a little upset now.
Why?
I feel like I'm a Conan. I've watched Conan a lot more than I watched Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, but this isn't about what you watch more.
But
this
I
is
learn
about...
more from Conan because I'm watching him. I'm watching his dialect. I'm watching him talk about things. I'm like, sure,
That you've never done that.
I say that all the time.
No, you've never done that until this moment. First of all.
Either way, I think I'd be a great late night host. I'm a great podcast host. God damn it. I'm so angry right now. Oh, my God. It's because I let you go first in the review part. Fuck. Holy shit.
Everything's ruined now because of that?
Yeah. What's your favorite Tosh.0 episode?
I don't have a favorite episode.
What's your favorite?
I mean, I couldn't name it. They all blur. They all blur into the same fucking show.
How many episodes is that? So 11 season, 24 episodes. Do the math. Quick math.
I don't need to. Wikipedia's open and they have 291 episodes.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And like just 291 guests.
Yep.
Every episode. That's a lot of like work.
It's a lot of flights.
That's a lot of, yeah. What's the average American flight to Los Angeles? Let's figure this out.
I don't know if that's like something that you can measure. You can do like the average cost of flights domestically within the U.S.
Yeah, well, to L.A., because that's where Tosh is filmed.
I get that, but that's...
It's relevant.
So it's relevant, but that's so specific.
No, let's do it from like Florida to LA. What's the average cost?
Why Florida to LA?
Because it's like half, it's like basically the whole United States.
Okay. Well, you're probably going to have to edit how long this takes because I'm going to need a goddamn minute.
No, we could talk it out. I feel like if it takes from me here in Ontario, Canada to drive to LA 3 days.
Okay.
I feel like the flight would be cheap. In like national sense, not international. What do you think?
Okay. So the average cost of a flight in the US in 2019,
all right, before COVID,
$359.
See, that's not bad.
But domestic flights in the US are very cheap.
Now times that by 291. What it's the
you're the one with your phone out. I thought you were doing that.
I don't have the calculator.
Oh my God. Why would you be holding your phone then?
Okay, I'm doing it. 291 times 300
is $104,469.
What? Times 300?
Yeah. But why would it be a times 300? It's times 359.
Oh, times 359.
Times 291.
Yeah. So like in a lifetime of this show, more than 10 years,
mm-hmm.
almost. No, only 8 That's years. No, 10 years. 11
not
years.
9.
11.
9.
Math's awesome when they heard it. All right. In 9 years, 10 years. 10 years.
I'm going to cut you. The next season hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but 2019, that's 10 years.
Kyle. 11 seasons is how many they have.
Okay, so 10 years.
How the fuck did that happen? Oh, because why am I doing the math on 2012?
Yeah.
Now I made the 2012 mistake.
Now I'm the dumb. Yeah, okay.
Fine. That's
years.
Still 10 grand. Just shy of.
That's like,
a
that's
year.
A lot. Yeah, 10 grand in
flights
a year.
Okay, but this is like to create a show, Kyle.
Which is kind of cool.
Budgets on shows are like substantial. Even a lower budget show is still like more than like a couple $1,000s a
really?
Year.
So like, just think about it. They would have to put them up and shoot for like a day. Put them up in like a hotel for like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Maybe this Twitch thing will kick off and we can do that.
Maybe
that's it. Well, I think that could be enough for our geek out section.
Mm-hmm.
On Tosh, but I know you can catch him on Crave TV, the app.
Yep.
On the Apple whatever.
No.
Apple TV.
I mean, like you can watch Crave on anything other than Apple as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neat. You can watch it at Comedy Central.
Yep.
And Tosh.0.com.
That's the only places because he's definitely not going to be on TV right now because
COVID.
You know, COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check him out. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you think his sense of humor is still relevant with everything that's going on, and or if Tosh is going to be the next one canceled.
Oh my God.
I just want people's opinions.
I don't think Tosh will be canceled.
I don't mean canceled as in like the show. I mean like cancel culture.
I don't think anyone's going to try to cancel culture him.
I'm just saying it's worth a discussion. He says some fucked up shit. It's funny, but he says some fucked up shit.
A lot of things. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to be right back. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody. This is the part of the tour where you got to be a little bit more quiet. Oh. So please, everybody, quiet. We are now entering the howler monkey.
Like an ape?
Territory. Just remember, no flash photography. If you want to do photography, that's fine. But no flashes. It angers them. Oh, look right now. Look in the distance. You see one. See one. Oh, it's about to do its mating call. Now, this is a real treat. Yeah. If you hear another mating call, that means he's found a partner. Wow, aren't we the luckiest? Never have we ever seen this when we had a tour group, so this is a special moment. Everyone, please get your cameras out. Remember, what did I say?
No flash photography.
You can still take your pictures.
Oh, I'm going to post mine on Instagram.
Oh, dude, follow me. What's your handle?
Well, it's Triple G Podcast. We post basically what the episodes are with pictures and then some food and behind-the-scenes stuff. Remember, follow us.
Wow.
We're back. Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
Your guilty pleasure is a subreddit.
Yes.
What is the subreddit?
r/choosingbeggars.
Okay, what is this about? Tell me. Quickly.
Quickly. Are you saying that I'm not quick when I speak, Kyle?
No, I need the info now.
It is exactly what it sounds like. It's a subreddit where people post screenshots, pictures, stories of people who are picky or they're beggars who are being choosers. You know the saying, beggars can't be choosers? Well, these beggars are trying to be choosers.
Okay, so if I go to be, and you're like, hey, what do you want for food? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, here are my options.
Yeah.
And you tell me like pizza, a hamburger, or like french fries. And I'm like, I really would like a grilled cheese. Would that classify as that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess it depends. It depends. Is the first person who's asking, are they paying for the food?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're paying for the food. And dude will only have whatever, like
a grilled cheese.
And if that's not on the table, you're being a choosing beggar. Okay, I don't think it would necessarily qualify for the caliber of stories that are on our choosing beggars.
Okay.
But definitely does. Like, for example, one to maybe paint this picture a little bit better for you.
Let's
one that's up right now.
Put a canvas out. I'll get my watercolors.
You do that. To paint this picture for you. So one that's like at the top of the Reddit right now is from one day ago. It's someone posting on like Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Free Canon printer. And the person posted, was given to us free of charge. We never got around to setting it up. It's free for pickup.
Oh, okay.
Someone posted in the comments, if I come get it from as far away if I come get it so far away, it will cost me $30 in gas. Can you pay that, please? So like basically I'll take it off your hands, but you have to pay me to take it off your hands.
You're like, no.
Right? Like that's fucked up. And like other similar stories like that. Or sometimes it'll be like I've seen ones where artists are being asked to do a commission, like a big, intricate, complicated piece of artwork.
Yeah.
And then when they tell them the price, they say, oh, no, free, please.
Yeah.
And the person's like, no, sorry, a commission's cost money. And they're like, oh, well, can't you just do it when you're like bored and need some inspiration? I can wait.
Okay.
And it's like, well, no. No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
This could actually be like for job postings too. Couldn't it not? But it's like, so if a job is looking for like 10 years experience, mm-hmm. and like you're looking for like an entry level job,
yeah,
isn't that kind of the same shit? Or no? No.
Again, it could be, but it depends on how the person approaches. So, like, say they apply, and they're like, okay, you know what? You actually seem like maybe you could handle this job.
Yeah.
But because you don't meet this criteria of what we were looking for, the wage will actually be $13 an hour instead of $15 an hour.
Yeah. Okay. So, right? Like...
And then the person turns around and is like, no. Like, again, that's a very loose interpretation. I feel like you need to see some of these.
Yeah. So we are on reddit.com/r/choosingbeggars yeah. right now. Tasha's got a couple stories here for us.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start reading some and see where we go. I haven't pre-screened any of these.
Okay.
So post. I was selling a sewing machine and had this conversation. Oh. And it is a like Facebook marketplace thing. And let me see. So they're putting it on marketplace for £55. So I guess this is in the UK.
Okay.
Hi, I know it's been up for a while. Are you willing to take offers? Hi, what did you have in mind? £10? No, sorry, not that low. There's one on eBay in mint condition for £20. So I think that's fair. And the person's like, well, then buy that one.
Yeah.
And the person like responded with like a weird gif. As in like, that's not fair. Or like one time I've seen ones where someone was posting something and they said like, no, sorry. And then the person's response to them not accepting the offer was like, this is terrible customer service. And like, the dude was like, I'm literally selling like something that's like from my house. I'm not a store.
Yeah.
There's not about customer service. And he starts ranting about customer service.
Oh, I've had something like this. I was trying to sell, like I tried to sell some like guitar pedals.
Yeah.
And I had them like listed for like $70. The brand new was 120. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, would you do 10? And I go, no. And then they called me like cheap asshole and piece of shit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Would, that story would go on this.
Totally. Okay. That would totally go on this.
All right. That makes sense.
Another one. The caption is, you should trade your more expensive phone with my cheaper one and then I'll sell my cheap one for a profit. So someone has on Kijiji an iPhone 8 Plus.
Yeah.
Would you trade my 8 for that? For the 8 Plus and you can sell mine afterwards? The dude's like, nah, man. He's like, okay, with like a weird confused face.
Yeah.
And then it says, you should trade my iPhone 8 then sell it. And he's like, you should sell your 8 and then buy mine. And the guy's like, nah, laugh my ass off.
Wow.
do you see where I'm
going? Yeah. Okay.
Choosing beggar 12-year-old. I can't really tell what it is he's actually selling. It looks like a bike because it's a really small photo, so I can't really see. Is this available? Can I please have it for $15? $15? Seriously? $30. This has to be a joke, right? Fuck this. You can never find a cheap bike. Person responds, you're asking $30 for a Sunday I spent $2,000 on. Get a fucking job, you bum.
Wow.
And the person responds, what a bitch. I'm only 12. Can't get a job, bastard.
So it's like basically people being dicks and then internet trolling them again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, do you spend a lot of time on this?
So I don't have a lot of time. I don't necessarily spend a lot of time specifically on this subreddit. But let me tell you what I do.
Okay.
And I'm about to like big up somebody else. So we're just going to drive traffic to them, I guess. But there is a YouTuber and now he does podcasts and he goes by r/ like r/slash, and he like reads Choosing Beggars, Malicious Compliance, like all these other subreddits that I actually really like.
Yeah.
And he reads them out. So if I'm getting ready for work or if I'm like driving to work or whatever, like that's one of the things that I'll listen to because I really enjoy these, but I don't necessarily have time to like sit on Reddit. So I'll listen to his podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And when he does our Choosing Beggars, that's one of my favorite.
Yeah. What, when did you first find out about this one?
I want to say like at least like a couple years ago.
Was it 2012?
No.
Oh. 2009?
Definitely not.
All right.
Like maybe like a year and a half.
Oh, okay, okay. There's a bunch of like posts on this website saying like there's a tattoo related one. It's like a good tattoo isn't cheap and a cheap tattoo isn't good. And then someone goes, and then like that's a sign. And then someone's like, hey, how much would this cost? Oh, this would cost $500. Oh, could you do it for 40? And it's like, no.
No, I can't. Or like here's a Facebook post, for example. It doesn't necessarily need to be an interaction.
Okay.
So Facebook post. I need a cake/cupcakes for my baby's birthday. It's on Friday. I really don't want any store-bought cake. Someone please help.
Okay.
As in like they're trying to get someone to
make them a cake
for free.
Oh, okay.
Right? But here's the thing. So this is where choosing beggars is different from just beggars. So let's say that this person put this post out, right? And maybe they just said, I need cupcakes for the birthday. It's on a Friday. Someone please help.
Yeah.
Someone comments and says, hey, you know, I actually just had a birthday party or I have a birthday party on Thursday and a bunch of people aren't going to make it. We're going to have a ton of extra cupcakes left over. I can give you those. We got them at Walmart.
Yeah.
And the person says, no, don't really want store-bought ones.
Wow.
Right? So you're begging, and when someone's offering, now
yeah,
you're being
choosing.
Exactly.
To be a dick.
You're getting it. So yeah. I just find it really entertaining. I don't know why.
Oh.
Okay. The type of shit I have to deal with every day as a flipper. Someone says, I only have $40. Sell out. Bet I could find a keyboard and mouse for $30 total. Peace. The person who was selling said keyboard. Nice. See how you rip people off? And then, you know, it just, I don't know. It's just little things like that, like over and over and over again all the time.
Oh.
Like here, for example. Okay, so where did I put it? I just had it. Okay. Cut that out too. Okay, here goes. Looking for $350. Looking for a car for $350 or lower, might stretch to $400 for the right car. Let's assess that for a second. That is a cheap fucking vehicle.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for $350 to $400, if anything?
Garbage.
Yes. They follow that by saying, must not have a bloody book-long list of shit wrong with it. Don't care about, I don't know what this means, about woof or reg, as long as it's not dereg. What you guys got? Like, you know, we're being real picky when your budget's $350,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. Do you go to any of these types of subreddits? Like, is this totally foreign to you? Are you like,
this is new to me.
Okay.
It's 100% new to me. This one.
Okay.
So, and I see it. I get it. I get the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it's one of those ones I'm going to be surfing all the time, but like occasionally I can go back into it and be like, oh, a bunch of new shit started.
Yeah.
Sick. Catch up.
That's fair. That's fair. Again, yeah. I don't have time for that. That's why I just listen to r/ say it.
Yeah, and he doesn't do it every day. He has basically other ones too, right? So
yeah,
he does like people misspelling words all the time, like Parmesan, like P-A-R-M.
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, like people like, hey, can I get more Parmesan? And they literally spell it like P-A-R-A. M.
Oh, I feel like I've seen people
Parm,
like,
is it?
Do that and
then
make Juan fun of people.
Is like J-A-W-N.
Yeah, right. I feel like I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
That's not exactly what r/ does, but it's fine.
Oh.
We're on the right track.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why I find this interesting. I think it's because I'm really fascinated by like people in general.
Okay.
I'm very much like a people watcher.
Yeah.
I very much like when some shit's going down or like some Karen is talking shit in a store.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I want to like
hide,
peek over,
I
and like
go in that like the clothes and the jackets. And
yeah.
Like, hello.
Hide in there and listen to what's going on. So this is like for me a little bit of like a more behind the curtains like look at people's weird behaviors and just like shitty attitudes.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of a learning curve to not be like that. You know what I mean?
What, you struggle to not be a Karen?
No. It's you struggle not to be a choosing beggar. Like, if I post something and I'm like, hey, I want this, but I want it for this price, that's what I want. And then they're like, hey, there's no other options. And then they give you that price. Don't retaliate and be like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Kind of take the L.
Well, yeah. But even if nobody responds, it's not just about being a dick.
Yeah.
So, like, say you do that post and you're looking for something and you list your price. It's one thing to list your price.
Okay.
But another to like be within reason. So like I want a brand new car for $350.
Yeah.
So you need a car to get you from point A to point B and your budget is $350. You won't accept anything but a new car. That's you being a choosing beggar. Right?
Yeah.
Whether you've had an interaction with someone or not, it's you being a choosing beggar. So it's really about just having high expectations, high standards, and like a very low give, just a lot of take. Right? Like, yeah. Whether are you within reason? Like, if you were like, I'm looking for a car under $5,000, hopefully not too many problems, like, you're kind of making a reasonable request.
Yeah, not, I don't want a massive list of problems.
Yeah, but you're not making an unreasonable request, which is, that's where things get choosy beggar, is when it's unreasonable. I want a free wedding cake.
True.
I want a 300 person 5-tier wedding cake for $50.
Yo, don't that's, we all?
Yes, we all do. But that's where it gets unreasonable, and that's why you're a choosing beggar.
Huh.
Have you ever been a choosing beggar?
No. I've had it happen to me, but that's it. Yeah. I've never been like, well, yes.
Okay.
But that's like, I know I wasn't going to get it, but you never know if you don't shoot the shot. Right?
So you're saying choosing beggars are just shooting their shot.
Yeah, but okay. So I'm not an ass about it at the end. So if there's something on like there for like $50.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm like, is the price negotiable? I always say that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, yeah.
And
I'm
like, that's all right, fine. Cool. Okay.
I know what this thing is worth. Would you do 15? And then like, no. And I'm like, well, tried.
Right.
And then that'd be it.
Okay. But like, are you like, offering 15 on $300?
No.
You're offering 15 on what?
Like 50.
I mean, that's a little bit of a lowball price, yeah. But I think that's potentially within reason. I guess it just depends what it is.
Yeah. It depends on the thing.
But like, yeah, if it was something that was like $500 and they were like 15, like that's, and then are just an asshole and like totally not even budging, then you're being a choosing beggar.
Yeah.
So, well, that makes one of us, I guess. So you're a choosing beggar. It's good to know. That may or may not have changed how I paint you in my mind.
Not like your French girls, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
No.
Nope.
Well, I think that is it for our show.
Yes, it is.
So a big thanks to us for being here.
A big thanks to you guys for dealing with whatever the hell this just was.
We'll be back next Monday. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So what's our socials?
Our socials are Instagram, Triple G Podcast.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, Triple G Pod.
You got it.
Our website, which, like, please don't go there because it's not been updated in a long time, but it's triplegpodcast.com.
You can also go to our Twitch at twitch.tv/triplegpodcast.
And Kyle would probably at this point ask you to go check him out on his 3 days a week, but that might make him a choosing beggar. So,
So maybe next week I'll ask. On that note, let's get out of here.
All right. You guys stay weird.
Bye.